we come to the third Mass of our pilgrimage retreat, but it's still the first Mass of the retreat, because the retreat really started last night. In our first Mass together, we were in Alaminos, in the Cathedral of St. Joseph. It was First Friday, and we honored the Sacred Heart of Jesus and St. Joseph the Worker. It was also the birthday of Evelyn. Where is she? Salikod. Then on the second Mass, we were in Manawag, in the beautiful Shrine of Our Lady of Manawag, or Our Lady of the Rosary of Manawag. It was First Saturday, and we offered a Mass of Thanksgiving there, and that was the birthday of Feli. Where's Feli? Oh, no. So this is our third Mass, and we have a beautiful Easter liturgy today, as you know from the beautiful and powerful readings. Actually, May 3rd, if it were not a Sunday, would be a feast day, Feast of Saints Philip and James, the Apostles. But we still get Saint Philip today, even though it's not his feast day, because he shows up in today's Gospel, the Apostle Philip. But we're not celebrating Saint Philip and James, we're celebrating Ikalima Nalingo ng Muling Pagkabuhay, the fifth Sunday of Easter. By the way, is it anybody's birthday today? Wala? Bukas? Wala? Well, okay, so Evelyn and Feli are the only ones. How do I call it? Butong buhay. Butong buhay. Diba? Bato. Batong buhay. Sorry, batong buhay. Okay, you know what I mean. Batong buhay. I have that in my mind kasi sabi ni Feli, noon, batong patay. Ngayon, batong buhay. Salamat sa Diyos. Okay. Well, if I make mistakes, you just let me know. Just laugh, and then I will know. So the readings today, we have the beautiful passage about the selection of the seven, usually referred to as the seven, the first of the deacons. Then in the second reading, the call to be living stones built on Jesus, the cornerstone. We studied that this morning in the first talk. And then in the Gospel, Jesus' revelation of himself as the way, the truth, and the life, his way of revealing to us the Father. And we can continue to reflect on these readings in light of our retreat theme, which we have studied, comes from today's second reading, that is, a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. It seems to me that with these readings and with this theme, we can reflect on some of the most fundamental questions of all, some of the big questions of life. Who are we? Question of identity, right? Who am I and who are we? Then the questions of our destination, where are we going? Where is this all going? What's the meaning of life? What's the meaning of everything that's happening? And then thirdly, what about God? Who is he? And how can we have some connection with this God who is so far beyond us? So I'd just like to reflect on these questions. They're just seeds to be planted in our hearts for this retreat Sunday. First of all, this question of identity. Who am I? Who are we? This question has always been in the human heart, but in the past, a lot more of our identity was established already. People in past ages knew their identity by their family, by their culture, by their state, in the state life they were born into. If they were farmers, they were farmers. If their father was a farmer, they were farmers. If they were slaves, they were slaves. It was established already. And a lot of that was just a given, not really a question. Of course, there's always a question of what we will do with what we receive, but the emphasis in the past was typically on what was already determined, almost predestined. In modern times, it's the opposite emphasis, I mean, the opposite extreme. Not so much what's already a given and who we are established by the way we're born, but who we make ourselves to be. We choose our own identity in modern times. So much so that people claim to be able to choose everything about themselves, a complete self-invention. There is no determined thing. It's all based on what I decide about myself. So opposite of predestination or predetermination, it's complete self-determination. And neither one of those is true, of course. There are some things that are determined because God made us a certain way at a certain time and place, and there are some things that we decide. Both. But as I said, in modern times, people don't think that anything is set. It's all up to us. The extreme case of this is the transgenderism. They claim to be able to decide whether they are men or women, when in fact that's already decided for us. But we have been reflecting already this morning on our identity in God. And this is our deepest understanding of our identity. He has the one. He is the one who created us. He is the one who has chosen us. We are His children. He is the one who loves us into being and loves us throughout our whole existence. We reflected earlier on our identity as living stones in the second reading, as members of a chosen race, a royal priesthood, holy nation, members of the body of Christ, a new identity which was freely given to us in baptism, to be children, to be sons and daughters of God. That's really our identity. Other things, yes, come and go. We can decide to be a different, whatever, political party or follow a certain ideology. But our real identity is in God. Where are we going? Second question. Not just who are we, but where are we going? What's our destination? What's the meaning of all this? This is behind what Thomas asks in today's gospel. Jesus is speaking about going somewhere and preparing a place and taking us where he will go. And Thomas raises this question, Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? We all understand this question. We do not know where we're going. Not in detail. We don't have the whole map. We don't know what will happen in detail in the future. We don't know if the air conditioning on the bus will break down or be working. We don't know. And every part of a pilgrimage has an element of uncertainty about it. We don't know, and there are a lot of things we don't know that we wish we did know. God doesn't tell us everything. But he does tell us what we need to know. He doesn't tell us everything that will happen or why everything happens the way it does. But he does tell us about himself, and he gives us his son. And that's the answer of Jesus to the question of Thomas. Well, how can we know the way? Jesus says to him, one of the most famous lines in the gospel, I am the way. I am the way. I am the way and the truth and the life. And that's enough. That's enough to know the way, the truth, and the life. Just to give an example of why this works for us, did anyone know how to get to this place, Assumption Sabbath Place? Has anyone ever been here before? The people who did the ocular inspection know it, but other than you, did anyone know where this place was? I didn't know. I didn't know how to get here. We didn't have to know if we got on the right bus, right? If we got on the right bus, that's just a small example of the same principle, that if we know the bus, that's all we need to know, because the bus takes us to the place we're going. Well, in a much better way, in a much more complete and perfect way. Jesus is the way. If we know him, if we know Jesus, we know everything we need to know to get to the place. Not to the Assumption Sabbath place, but to the eternal place, house of our Father. If we know Jesus, we know enough because he has the answers. He is the answer. He's the answer. He's the light in the darkness. He is the light of truth. He's the light of life. He's the way, the truth, and the life. So that gives us an understanding of the meaning of life. We know Jesus, we know meaning. Now the third question is related, of course, the God question. What secular people call the God question. Is there a God? If there is, how can we know him? How can we know anything about him? How do we examine the evidence and come up with a scientific proof of God and his nature? Of course, we can't examine God like a specimen. But how can we know God? Again, Jesus is the one who reveals it. Jesus is the one who reveals that God is not an impersonal force or a thing to be examined. He's not karma. He's not random. He's not a harsh judge enforcing laws from above. He's not an arbitrary scientific law that happens whether we know it or not. He's not an accident. He's a father. God's a father. A loving father, and he has a house, and he a place where he wants his children to live. We only know our place in life, we only know our connection with God if we come to know his place, his will, his love, his mercy. This is what Philip is asking for, the Apostle Philip, whose feast day is today. He asks the question, Master, show us the Father. Show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. That is enough to have the Father shown to us. That answers the deepest longing of our hearts to meet God, to know God and be known by God. And Jesus' answer basically is, I am showing you the Father. You're telling me to show you the Father? What do you think I've been doing all this time, Philip? You still don't get it? I'm showing you the Father. I'm showing you the whole mystery of the Father. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. If you get to know me, you know the Father. No one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Who does the Son want to reveal the Father to? Everybody. But does everybody want to know the Father? Does everybody want to know the Father whom Jesus reveals? Does everyone accept the cornerstone? No. We saw that in this morning's talk. Some people treat the cornerstone as a stumbling stone. And so they do not come to know the Father. But Jesus' answer to Philip is enough. He is in the Father. And the Father is in him, and everything he does reveals the Father to us. Everything he does, everything he says, is the full revelation of the Father and his will. So when we welcome what Jesus says and what Jesus does, when we receive knowledge of God from him, then we receive everything. We receive our own identity, we receive our mission. Sabi ni San Pedro, datapwat kayo ay isang lahing hinirang, mga sasadote ng hari, isang bansang nakatalaga sa Diyos. Tama ba? Sa English na lang. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, people of his own.